COVID-19 vaccine trials are underway in Louisiana, but there's a national concern that these clinical trials won't reflect the country's racial and ethnic makeup. That's especially problematic, given that COVID-19 has disproportionately infected and killed Black and Hispanic people, and it's prompted the presidents of both Dillard and Xavier Universities to participate in a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trial run by Ochsner. They also released a joint letter urging more Black and brown people to sign up. For more, reporter Rosemary Westwood spoke with C. Reynold Verrett, the president of Xavier University.
Thanks very much for joining us. I want to start with why you decided to participate in a vaccine trial and whether that was a hard decision for you to make at all.
Personally, for me, it was not a hard decision because I have more information based on my background as a scientist and working with others who actually prepare vaccine trials. I also knew from firsthand information that the percentage of African Americans and other brown people within the trial was rather low. And I learned it was a phase 2, phase 3 trial, which is actually less anxiety filling because it's not a safety part of the trial. It's about, does it work? Now, I do know that many people would be apprehensive because there are many issues of trust. And I do say that the trust issues that have arisen over history, we also all remember Tuskegee, but there are other many notable events where trials on without consent among Native Americans, among poor immigrants have occurred in the United States. And clearly, all those have been important lessons learned. We also have an issue that basically the fact that so few African Americans and other marginalized groups are present in trials, there are important things that we fail to learn about the efficacy of medications in those groups. In fact, there were some notable hypertensive medications that did not work as well in African Americans. And only later, as they were being used, right, physicians' report helped us to actually learn exactly that they were less efficacious and others that were more efficacious, actually. And because we did not know. So I think that those are lost opportunities. And also, in the case of COVID, people are dying. It's not just about feeling badly. People are dying.
Yeah, and of course, Black people and Hispanic people at rates much higher than other populations. You mentioned the Tuskegee syphilis study, so I think people would be aware of that. That's when treatment was withheld from Black men. And you've mentioned other examples of racism in medicine, essentially. Last week, ProPublica published an investigation that found that early in the pandemic, Ochsner Health sent back COVID-19 patients home with hospice care, some of whom may have lived, and that they were predominantly Black patients. And I know Ochsner is also running the vaccine trial that you're a part of. So how do you balance that kind of behavior with the goals that you have of making sure that the vaccine is safe and effective for Black people and encouraging your community to participate as well?
I would first say that I do not have the full details about Ochsner's interventions. I would also mention that there clearly were incidents nationally where systems that were being overwhelmed with patients, right, had to essentially begin to ask for triage approaches and basically who do we bring in, who don't we bring in. So I'm not sure. I cannot speak for Ochsner's interventions, but what I would say from the individual physicians that I know at Ochsner, right, they live up to their Hippocratic Oath. So I will not speak to Ochsner's issue, but I will say that the trial is not Ochsner's trial. It's Pfizer's trial. It's a national trial being done in this country and in other countries as well. That's important, okay? And also that it is a matter that we will need to benefit from. So I don't want us to shoot ourselves in the foot by avoiding something that can benefit us. And also people will trust the vaccine if we've tested it well.
Right. So that was my next question. How do you boost trust then? Given all of the complications and the acknowledgement that you've made that that has been an issue, what are you saying to people who come to you and say, listen, I don't want to try out this vaccine?
I would tell them that they should not, if they are not comfortable, they should not enter a trial, okay? Not everyone should. In fact, 30,000 people out of 350 million people is a small fraction of the population that will step up. But some of us will have to step up. I did, Walter Kimbrough did. That's first thing. I would also speak to people that let's not allow ourselves to be misinformed. For example, some misinformation implies that there was money trading hands that led the president of Dillard and myself to step in. Not even a nickel, okay? Xavier received nothing from this. And also remember that the statement that we made is voluntary, but we want people to think. I mean, the one thing we teach our students is to think. Consider whether you should be engaged in there. Get information. And not just among our students, but our faculty and staff. And some of them have actually entered the trial. Some faculty and staff. But that's all well and good. But people should consider it is voluntary, and there is no pressure or force to do so. But what I do want is a conversation within the larger Black community, not just Dillard and Xavier, to remember that we have a part to play in this. We need to own the vaccine so that when it comes, we are there to benefit. We are the important risk group.
C. Reynold Verrett, the president of Xavier University, thank you for your time.
Happy to speak to you.